Nelson, I just want people around to know that it's not scary at all.
The crowd is gathering outside today to meet John Plater. The 12-year-old is the newest and youngest spokesperson for Hemophilia. Kids on the Block co-director Kirsten Six says there's another reason having John here is so special.
I've got John Plater here, who is a new puppet that's being celebrated today here at World Hemophilia Day.
John's part of a project being put on by Kids on the Block, an educational puppetry program. Six says the program goes into schools across Toronto to teach students in a fun, informative way.
We go into schools, and through the use of our live and colorful puppets that are about the size of a kindergarten child, we go in and we perform skits that gives the kids some information.
Program co-director Judy Eaglenick says kids just have to play safer with friends with the condition.
You want your friends to know, you might have to adjust your play. Maybe we can't play tackle football because that would be dangerous, or we can't play, you know, really heavy contact sports. But it doesn't mean there are tons of other things we can do as friends.
Toronto Hemophilia Society President Mike Beck says that awareness must start at an early age.
The young kids, that's where you start the understanding so that it builds on them from there.
John is planning to make a lot of friends when he visits classrooms throughout Toronto later this year. Brandy Styles, Observer Radio News, Toronto.